Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Prithu Maharaj's meeting with the Kumaras, text 41. Maitreya Vacha.
Maitreya Vacha.
Saimam Brahmaputrena.
Saimam Brahmaputrena.
Kumarenatma Medasa.
Kumarenatma Medasa.
Darshitatma Gati Samyag. Prashasya Vacha Tamripa. Maitreya Vacha.
The great sage Maitreya said,
Sa, the king, evam, thus, Brahmaputrena, by the son of Lord Brahma, Kumarena, by one of the Kumaras, Atma Medasa,
well versed in spiritual knowledge,
Darshita, being shown, Atmagati,
spiritual advancement,
Samyak,
completely,
Prashasya,
worshipping.
Uvacha
said,
Tam
unto him,
Nripa,
the king.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Maitreya continued, being thus enlightened in complete spiritual knowledge by the son of Brahma, one of the Kumaras, who was complete in spiritual knowledge, the king worshipped them in the following words. Please repeat. The great sage Maitreya continued.
The great sage Maitreya continued.
Being thus enlightened,
in complete spiritual knowledge,
by the son of Brahma,
one of the Kumaras,
who was complete in spiritual knowledge, the king worshipped them in the following words. Purport. In this verse, the word Atma Medasa is commented upon by Sripad Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who says that Atmani means unto Lord Krishna, Paramatmani. Lord Krishna is Paramatma, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Brahma Samhita 15.1. Therefore, one whose mind is acting fully in Krishna consciousness is called Atma Meda. This may be contrasted to the word Griha Medi, which refers to one whose brain is always engrossed with thoughts and material activities. The Atma Meda is always thinking of Krishna's activities in Krishna consciousness. Since Sanatana Goswami, who was the son of Lord Brahma, was fully Krishna conscious, he could point out the path of spiritual advancement. The word Atmagati refers to that path of activities by which one can make progress in understanding Krishna. Maitreya Vacha Saevam Brahma Putrena Kumarenatma Medasa Darshitatma Gati Samyag Prashasyo Vacha Tamripa. The great sage Maitreya continued, being thus enlightened in complete spiritual knowledge by the son of Brahma, one of the Kumaras, who is complete in spiritual knowledge, the king worshipped them in the following words. Namo Vishnu Bhadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskyadya De Sitarane. Krishna says that there are two types of persons in this world. Dvavimo Purusho Loke Dvabhuta Sargo Loke Ismin Daivam Asram Evacha Darva Daiva Vishra Sokprota Asram Partham Eishinu. There are two kinds of people. One is called the divine and the other is called the demoniac. And Krishna explains extensively in the 16th chapter who are the demoniac. They're not persons with two horns and a tail. Basically speaking, Krishna summarizes their persons who don't follow scripture, who act whimsically following the material energy, namely lust, anger, greed, etc. And here it mentions that there is another class of persons who are absorbed in Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna had said, Yesham antikatam papam, jaranam punya karmanam, te dvandva mohan nirmukhtva, bhajante mam dhrida vrataha. That those who have acted piously in this life and in previous lives, whose sinful actions are completely annihilated, and who are free from the dualities of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. In other words, to become Atma Medha is not so simple. One has to go through the process. And the process is mentioned here. The word Atma Gati is that process. So the process in the Bhagavad Gita Krishna, Prabhupada has summarized it as simply regulating our lives a little bit. Not that anything that comes to our mind is divine and I must follow it. No, we have to follow some discipline. Think before we act. Think before we speak. And we should think, well, at least that much. Then, after doing that, one may realize that there are better things to say, better things to think about, better things to do. And then we might develop a little determination to find out what they are. We can't do something unless we know what it is. Therefore, Krishna says, Ye Shastra Vidim Ustrija, Vartate Kamakarata. So those who give up their scripture, and that also means that those who don't even know what's in the scripture. It's not that, because I don't know what's in the scripture, therefore I'm safe. Because if it asks me to do something I don't want to do, I'd commit an offense, because I wouldn't do it. So if I don't know what it is, it couldn't harm me. Unfortunately, that's not the way the material nature works. Ignorance is not necessarily bliss. Therefore, we have to know what's in the scripture, so we can, and the scripture tells us what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do. If we don't know what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do, then we'll probably do what we're not supposed to do, and we won't do what we're supposed to do. And maybe sometimes by accident or by some training from persons who had a little bit of knowledge, we may sometimes get it right and sometimes we may get it wrong. But if we want to follow the Atma Gati, first of all, we have to regulate our lives, and then we have to find out what pious activity is. What is actually going to purify us, bring us from the mode of ignorance to the mode of passion to the mode of goodness. Oh, basically speaking, it means, at least the mode of goodness, is to recognize, or as Chanakya Pandit says, basically speaking, Atmavat sarva atma matrivat paradareshu, to see every woman as being like one's mother, and conversely, ladies should see every man to be just like their son, except for their husband, and every man should see every woman, except for his wife, to be just like his mother. Essentially, this is not not extensively taught in modern education. And paradvareshu lostrava, and to see everyone else's property as being like garbage in the street. This is also not taught in modern business schools. Basically speaking, people are, as Prabhupada said, women are trained up in modern society to be like prostitutes, and men are trained up to be like dogs. And people are trained in modern business schools to be thieves. Srila Prabhupada was saying in one conversation, I was listening to Prabhupada's memories, and Prabhupada was explaining to one devotee that essentially the British Empire expanded itself by stealing, especially from India. Stealing their jewels, stealing even their deities, stealing their soldiers, stealing their production, stealing their ideas, just stealing. And they expanded themselves all over the world by becoming good thieves. Unfortunately, in a world of thieves, you can't always maintain your exalted position as a thief, because you have a lot of competition in Kali Yuga. So other countries came and stole from them too. Big fish eating the little fish. And Atma Matrivat Paradareshu Paradvareshu Lostrava Atmavat Sarabhuteshu, and to see all living entities to be like one's very self. That everyone is a soul and everyone has a relation with Krishna, and that life is meant to revive that relationship, not to go strutting around that I have the most beautiful prison that I'm in. That this body, which is my prison, I have the best one going. There's no competition to my prison. No, to see everyone as a prisoner in the material world, from Brahma down to the insignificant insect, They're all souls, but prisoned by different varieties of material encagement. And this is called Pandit. Pandit. The Pashyatis Panditaha, or Atmavat Matrivat Paradareshu, Paradwareshu, Lostravat, Atmavat Sarabhuteshu, Yat Pashyatis Panditaha. So, such a person is known as learned. And without being learned, one will not know what to do. That's what learning is. And if we think there's some other learning, we'll be mistaken. That's one of the problems of modern education, is that they misdirect people. Andarya tandira upagiyamanas te pisha tantra urudami vada. Basically speaking, people are taught that atihara, eating too much, sleeping too much, mating too much anxiety over protection of one's things, that this is very good. And this leads to prayashas, working so many hours a day, 15 hours a day, 14 hours a day, 20 hours a day, just working, 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 so that you can maintain your atihara, your too much of everything. Therefore, you can eat yourself to death. You can be dead while you're living by sleeping too much. You can expend all your energy in sex life. By the time you're 15 years old, you're finished. And you can spend a whole life of anxiety trying to maintain what you can't maintain and being always frustrated and angry that you're hopeless and helpless and whatever else, trying to take pleasure out of your hopelessness and helplessness in the material world. That I'm the most humble and fallen. Let me enjoy it. Because I'm the most of everything. So, and then what happens is prajalpa. We've become absorbed in too much of everything. We're over-endeavoring. And then prajalpa. All we can do is talk mundane. What's the price? Mundane topics. What's the price of oil? What's the price of gold? Is the stock market up or down? What's the price of the euro, of the dollar, of the New Guinea, whatever it is? Just absorbed in all kinds of concerns about what's going on in the material world. Although, the only thing going on in the material world is eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But we're thinking, well, this is a special kind of eating, sleeping, mating, defending. This is a divine eating, sleeping, mating, defending. So it leads to prajalpa, just talking nonsense. As soon as we hear topics about scandals, whether within ISKCON or outside of ISKCON, about some crisis that's going on, our ears perk up to think so the nectar can enter, can flow. And as soon as someone opens a book about Krishna, we get very tired. We have so many other important things to do. It's time to leave. I'll see you tomorrow. And then they say, well, did you hear about so-and-so? No, what happened? Really? Let me give you some nectar, too. And he did that, and this happened. Oh, God, it was horrible. Really? Well, I got some more nectar to share with you. What about talking about, well, why don't we read this book? Well, I got a lot of things to do, Prabhupada. I got this meeting. Prajapa Niyamagraha. And then, to follow the rules and regulations, it becomes a task. We do it because our prestige is at stake, whatever else is at stake, and we do it. But we don't know why we're doing it. We're just there with everyone else who doesn't know why we're doing it. But maybe we should put on a show or jump up and down, make like we're in ecstasy or smile or do something. Or look at our watch and wait till, how many minutes left? Oh, we don't do it. Well, I did it so many years and it didn't work. Why should I bother wasting my time? There's so many interesting things on the internet nowadays to surf on. I've already graduated from, the daily program. I'm on the spontaneous. I spontaneously hit a website and enter into the mysteries of the understanding. And then, jana sanghas. We can't give up worldly-minded people, their association, because we're dependent on them. They give us the money. They give us the affirmations that we're doing all right. They give us everything we need to feel good. And therefore, we can't give up their association. We associate with them in so many different ways. Thinking about their ideas, hearing from them in so many ways, listening to their music, watching their videos, or other things. So, Janus, and then Loyam. We feel in our heart greed. We can't be satiated by our desires. We have so many things to do and fulfill. Even the Vaikuntha airplane comes to take us back, like the Tukaram's wife. Tukaram, Vaikuntha airplane came personally to take Tukaram back to the spiritual world, but his wife couldn't leave because she had to clean the house. She didn't clean the house, no one would do it. So she said, you go to Vaikuntha, I have to stay here. I have so many things to do in the house. Therefore, we have to basically Jnane Priyasa Munirupasana Manteva. We have to put aside our speculation that we already figured everything out, because what have we figured out? If I'm not this body, if I'm actually a spiritual soul, how lamentable my position is, that I'm encased in a material body, and I think I know so many things, but I don't even know who I am. So how can I know anything? If I don't know who I am, what is the value of all these things I know? If you think you're a pigeon your whole life, and you're doing everything as a pigeon, and then one day you find out that you were actually, you know, a human being, you think, well, I spent my whole life looking for, you know, crackers on the ground, but I wish I would have found out that I was actually a person. I was actually, you know, a human being. I wouldn't have had to look for crackers on the ground. So we think with this body, it's the same thing. We're spending our whole life looking for crackers on the ground, but actually we're a completely different personality. We have a completely different identity, completely different objective in life. So we have to find out at least theoretically who we are, and then agree to follow it, rather than all our ideas entering into our mind as if we're a pigeon and everything that goes along with it. Jnane Priyasam Udapasthana Manteva. To put it far away, not that this is nectar, this is a poison for me. This is separating me from Krishna. The most desirable objective, an unlimitedly happy, pleasurable, enlivening objective, this is what's separating me. Like when Prabhupada went to see Shyamasundar Prabhu to see how he was carving the deities in 1968, and he entered into their apartment, Maladeva Devi Dasi and Shyamasundar, and he saw on top of Subhadra's head, who was being carved, a packet of cigarettes, and he took his cane and knocked the packet of cigarettes off Subhadra's head. And then he told Shyamasundar, don't let this little thing separate you from Krishna. So at that time, Shyamasundar, it was a packet of cigarettes. For us, it may be something more gross or even something more subtle. But in any case, Manteva, here, we should, Udapastana Manteva, Udarapasta, put it far aside. And then, Jivanti San Mukharitam Bhavadiya Vartam, then we'll be able to hear from the devotees their understanding of how to become Krishna conscious. If our minds are filled with all kinds of thoughts, even when the devotees are speaking all kinds of ideas, then how can we hear? We think, oh, the first thing that comes to most of our minds is that, I've already heard this millions of times. What is he trying to tell me? I could tell him. It's the same old thing. But if it was the same old thing, then why haven't we understood that we're not the body? If it was the same old thing. All right, if we've had full Brahman realization, we realize we're not this body, then maybe we could go on to other topics. But if we don't even know what Brahman is, how will we know what's going on in Brahman? If you start describing some country, but you don't even know what country it is, you don't even know what's the atmosphere there, you don't know anything about it, then how can you say that I really want to go there? You want to go where? I don't know, but I really want to go there. So if we don't even know what spirit means, how will we know what the spiritual world is? And if we describe the spiritual world and we don't even know what spirit is, then how will we understand it? No, the only way we can understand it is to try to relate it to what our present experience is. But since our present experience is all Maya, or is to some degree Maya, therefore it won't be so valuable, is to first find out what spirit is, and then we'll understand what the quality is that's being described. Therefore, after performing pious activities for some time, then one can rise up to the platform of actually accepting devotional service, or we should say, one can learn to tolerate the dualities in material existence. So that's our step we have to take, that happiness, distress, honor, dishonor, heat and cold, not that today I feel good, so therefore I'm Krishna conscious. And tomorrow I feel bad, therefore I'm not Krishna conscious. Now Krishna consciousness has little to do, in one sense, with whether how our material body feels. It's how Krishna feels. That's our Krishna consciousness. How we're doing, what we're doing in relation to Krishna, not to the body. The body, at the time of death, may not feel very good, so we think, well, the body doesn't feel good, I'm in Maya, so what can I do? No, one has to learn to tolerate dualities, so one is Krishna conscious in all circumstances. Then one can actually accept the idea of devotion. Then, being devoted, we can rise up to knowledge, pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can begin to understand who Krishna actually is and what he's like. Now we have so many misconceptions due to our own personal idea. If I was God, what I'd be like? That's all we can think about. If I was God, how I'd enjoy. But that's not necessarily what God is like. And then one can meditate in trance upon the personality of Godhead. Because when we find out how wonderful Krishna is, how kind he is, how sweet he is, what a wonderful relationship we have with him, then we can't help but think about him, because he's the most enjoyable thing to think about. There's nothing comparable to Krishna to think about. Therefore, jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiyavartam stane stita shutikatam tanuvang nobira. Therefore, it's advised we don't have to change anything. We don't have to do anything else. We just have to learn how to hear with some interest, with some attention, with some desire to hear about Krishna. And then, if we hear, the next thing is to put into practice throughout the day. Not that we heard about Krishna, and then we walk out the temple room, and now I'm free to whatever I feel like doing, I can do, because I'm empowered by Krishna to do it. No, to remain hearing throughout the whole day, even when we're doing our service, remember what we've heard, so we can do it more in Krishna consciousness. Then, stane sita shutikatam tanuvang manobira ye priyasa. Priyasa, very difficult. Hardly anyone ever conquers Krishna. Ye priyasa jita. Jita jito yaisisi taistri lokyam. Krishna's hardly any ever conquered because he's only conquered by devotion. We can't force our way into the kingdom of God and drag Krishna before us. You rascal, you put me in the material world. No, you know, you get Krishna's association by love. So this is Lord Brahma's advice, and this is the same advice here. We have to hear regularly, even though it may not be very enlightening to us. We may not think it's very enlightening. We may not think it's very enlivening. We may not think anything. We may be thinking too many things. But if we simply sit there and just hear that we're supposed to hear and not get carried away by our minds, that's great advancement. For wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. The yogi who fixes his mind upon me verily attains the highest perfectional state of happiness. By virtue of his identity with Brahman, he is liberated, his passions are quieted, and he is freed from all sins. So just to learn how to hear when reading Prabhupada's books, just to listen when we're in the kirtan, just to listen to the devotees. Not that I chanted, so who can compete with my chanting? Everything else is insignificant. So why bother listening to anyone else? It would be a come down. No, we have to learn how to hear from the devotees. So we learn how to hear from the devotees. When they might even ask us to do something, and we might even hear what they're asking us to do. And we might even do it. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. And then the result of doing that is that Krishna becomes pleased and reveals himself, and then we'll know what Krishna consciousness is all about. So we're very fortunate. We're in the preliminary process. We're following everything that's necessary. The only next step is to actually learn how to hear. And if we accept that's what we're supposed to do, is to hear all the time, 24 hours a day, from Krishna, then we can try that, and even if it's 1 hour a day, 2 hours a day, and then eventually that we'll be in contact with Krishna. And in all activities, depend upon me, work always under my protection, in such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. So then we'll always be conscious of Krishna, and that's gradually will make progress towards the perfection of life. So, thank you. Any questions? Yes.
It's like goals to go to Krishna. And Krishna is so great, and I'm so sinful. So actually, standing in front of him would be a bit embarrassing, and I would just shrink into distance, I think, and back into the darkness. Like,
well, don't worry about it. We're not much to go. We're already in the darkness. Everything is up.
No, the goal is to go to Krishna.
Our goal is to serve Krishna.
I've lost like hope that, you know, I'm going to make it this lifetime.
Well, maybe not this lifetime, but don't worry, there's plenty of lifetimes. It's patience. First we have to learn patience. Why should we think it has to be only in one lifetime? So we should be patient. Besides that, Krishna is so powerful, he's even more powerful than all the Maya that we're in. Otherwise we're underestimating him. Just nothing stopping us from going to Krishna except for ourselves.
No, I would be just so embarrassed standing in front of him. Yeah, no, for the bad things that I did in my life.
Well, yeah.
Feel bad.
Well, that's all right. You can feel bad, but now you have to do something good for Krishna. If you go up to someone and you say, "Well, you know, I stole all your money," and then he says, "All right, can you give some of it back?" "No, I feel so bad about stealing money, I can't give any of it back." "I just give the money back, and you know, that at least it's, you'll be making up for the money that you stole." And then what to speak of doing some service to the person you stole the money from. Then they'll be pleased with you. So to lament, you know, "I stole so much money from you, Krishna, I stole so many things. You know, I thought I was the lord and the proprietor and the enjoyer. I thought I was so many things." And then Krishna says, "All right, don't worry about it. Just give up this idea. Give everything back to me and you'll be all right." "No, I can't do it, Krishna. I feel so bad about stealing from you, but I'm not going to give anything back."
So not only one lifetime, it's only positives. You have anything you do, you bring to your next life.
Yeah. Nothing's lost. Yeah. Besides that, when we get our spiritual body, it's forever. So we're already engaged in devotional service in our eternal occupation. Whether we do it in this body or another one, it won't make any difference. We think, "Well, I'll forget about my past life." Well, that's good to forget about our past life. It's not that this life was so glorious that we had to remember it. It's not we go back to the spiritual world, we think, "What was my past life like? I can't remember." It's not very important what our past life was. Okay, thank you very much. Grandeur Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.